You're listening to audio from the West End Community Church in McGregor, Manitoba.
Good morning, everyone. Right now, I can't believe that I said yes to this last night, but it is God's word we're talking about, so we trust that He will use it to speak to us this morning. This morning, I'd like you to turn to Psalm 37, verses 1 to 7. This is a passage that I often turn to when my heart is troubled about the things that we see in the world today, with wrong being right and right being wrong, and just a lack of common sense. So in Psalm 37, the psalmist writes, "Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Be not envious of wrongdoers, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices." This morning I'd like to consider four key phrases in these verses that help us find peace in our hearts. The first one is in verse 3, trust in the Lord. What does it mean to trust? The dictionary says trust is an assured reliance on the character, ability, strength, or truth of someone or something. So truly we can rely on the Lord's character, on the Lord's ability, the Lord's strength, and His truth. And as we trust in the Lord, He tells us to do good and to dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. The second phrase is delight yourself in the Lord. Again, I looked up the definition of the word delight. This is what it said: a high degree of gratification, joy, extreme satisfaction. Wow, do I find extreme satisfaction as I walk with the Lord? Look what He promises to those who delight themselves in Him. He will give you the desires of your heart. Does that mean that God gives us anything we want? No, if we ask for selfish things, God doesn't promise to give us those. But if we truly delight ourselves in Him, then our hearts will desire the right things, the things that God can gladly give us. Not only does God call us to trust in Him and delight ourselves in Him, He also invites us to commit our way to Him. To commit means to entrust. Allow God to direct your steps and your plans. He is faithful. He will act. Our last phrase is found in verse 7. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. God is faithful. He will not abandon us, nor will evil overtake us. So let us quiet our hearts before Him and find our rest in Him as we trust in Him, as we delight in Him, and as we commit our way to Him.